thanks for coming out to Woodhead tonight. You're in for a great show. I saw these guys last week in Saltburn, and they were absolutely brilliant. I've been fans of theirs for several years. This is their first UK tour, and as you can see, we've had to really rustle up all the extra chairs to fit everyone in. Their second album was one of my favourite albums for the last 10 years, and their new one is just fantastic. You're in for a great night. Let's hear it, please, for the Honeycutters.
Chair on front row. This Thank you so much. This is one of the more picturesque places that we've ever played, I think, in our lives. If I forget the words, it's because I'm staring at that beautiful Victorian hotel or apartments, whatever it is now. It's also because I'm full of fish and chips and I'm ready for a nap. Thank you. going to try this song. Last night we played a really fun little festival in Accrington, which I can tell you guys all recognize by the immediate response. But it was a fun little country festival, and we were the only American band there, but the woman that played before us, Mary Jean Lewis, do you guys know her? She's very good, very, very good. She's actually Jerry Lee Lewis's niece, which doesn't, I mean, that's not what makes her good, but she's good in her own right. And she played right before us, and her band like was just nailing like the sort of 50s, 60s country thing from the States, and so I felt ashamed of our, we needed to get more country, so I was like, we're going to break out this other song that we haven't played in a while. And then I completely forgot how it started, so I just totally butchered the thing. We had to like abort it and start over again, but now we have it, I think. Now I have it, I think. And we're not going to butcher it this time. Unless we do, in which case I know you'll all be very forgiving. And it's called Peace in Heaven. Once I had the love I took from is probably even more country than that song. And it's a song that I wrote. I think that maybe if there's another country besides the U.S. that has the same obsession with, like, love advice and self-help books, it might be you guys. I don't know. I don't want to put that on you, but I think that in the States, we definitely have it. Every, like, magazine rack is like, how to win his heart, how to move on, how to make him think you don't like him, how to, you know, and it's very complicated, and it's a little overwhelming. And I decided a while ago that the only love advice that really makes sense is just go for it, you know. And so anyway, that's kind of what the song's about. It's called The Handbook. Story to it. There was a guy that got in touch with me about a year and a half ago now and wanted me to write a song, wanted to know if I would write a song for his wife. And it was kind of a fluke that I even read the message that he sent me, and but I did, and the message was, you know, pretty straightforward and seemed like it came from the heart, and I was into it, so I got back to him and I said, yeah, I'll do that. And started sending me all these emails with, like, stories from their lives together and you know, all sorts of just, you know, details about her and things that he thought would help me to write the song. And what was kind of cool is that it wasn't just, you know, like her eye color and her height and all that stuff. It was like, you know, things about their, you know, their relationship, not too personal, but, you know, just things that would give me an idea of kind of how they interact and what he liked about her and all that. So, anyhow, so it became this huge process because he was also putting on a show, and it was going to be a huge surprise. She didn't know that I was writing the song, and she didn't know that this whole show that he was promoting and putting on, and he ended up, you know, selling like 120 tickets for, she didn't know that it was all for her. And it became a very huge process. In fact, he later showed us that he had binders of information all around the song and the party and all the planning that went into it. He was very thorough. And he also, the icing on the cake that I always like to make sure I relate to people is that he went as far, because he was also going to put us up, we were going to stay with him after the show, and he knew that his wife would be embarrassed by their furniture, so he bought all new furniture for their living room and had it delivered to the house after they left the house to come to the show. So anyway, so about, you know, he like told me all this was going on, and I was like, wow, this is a really big deal. This is, you know, you're really going out on a limb. This is so romantic. And he was like, yeah, I hope she doesn't divorce me. She hates surprises. She didn't divorce me, but I was worried. We were all a little worried. But this is the song that we got out of it, and it's called Rare Thing. Looking at the stars tonight, I know the cars don't lie to you and me. Baby, that's all there ever was. Now and then you gotta flip a coin, but life's too short not to get to the point. And that's, you're the only one I drink back. Oh, First album, and it's a war song. And I realize now, as I'm standing here in front of you all, that it's a song about the Revolutionary War, which is an interesting topic to get into here. I kind of chose that war because I'm in the States. I grew up in New York, so I'm a Yankee who now lives in the South. And I kind of wanted to steer clear of the Civil War, so I was like, you know what, we're just gonna leave that alone. And anyway, it's all history though, it all happened. We're all friends now.
Thank you.
Some CDs and such kind of out in the lobby that you can check out if you're so inclined. And yeah, I'm going to tune my guitar a little bit. Does anyone have a joke they'd like to share? Not one for the museum. That's why every time I hear a joke that I think is really funny, I'm like, oh, I can't.
Thank you.
Everybody, some more honey cutters. Yeah, what a great one. Let's hear it for them.
My guitar cable decided to attack me. I have to say, so we put this new album out in June back in the States, and you know, June in North Carolina is pretty hot, and all summer we've been playing in very hot places, and there's a lot of sort of fall-themed songs on the album, and it's been really nice to come here in August and have it feel like fall. And be able to play these songs. I'm a fall baby, so fall is my favorite season.
Just got word today that money is gone.
Let me back inside the garden. I won't eat anything that's fallen from that goddamn tree.
Looking over the interstate, another hotel near the same.
are going to take a short break, and I'm going to do a couple tunes by myself here. Pick it up later. I recognize some of you, so I feel a little self-conscious. I feel like I'm like doing the same spiel, you know, at all the shows on this tour. But anyhow, I will keep doing the same spiels. It's the only spiels I know. So I have an album out there that is just me and my guitar, and it's a house concert, so it's a little bit smaller than this, that I did in Asheville, North Carolina, where we live. And there's a whole bunch of songs on there that I, you know, the reason they're on that is because I didn't ever show them to the band, and so they're recorded and they're out there, but I've just never performed them, so I'm trying to do that a little bit more. So I'm going to do a couple off of that, and this is a song called Love Me Then. If I were a waitress at an all-night truck stop diner, and you were a policeman stopped in for a slice of pie, would it be easier? Would it be easier to love me then? And if I were a bluebird singing on a branch, and you were a leaf on a tree with autumn coming fast, would it be for Steve running sound for us tonight. Okay, well, so this next one is actually, it's a song that I've done with the full band and just on my solo album, and it's a song that I wrote for one of my great musical heroes, Billie Holiday, when I found out that her real name is Eleonora something. I I can never remember her last name. Anybody? No? Okay. It starts with a P. It's like Eleonora Parsons or something. She was not born Billie Holiday. But I read a biography of hers, and it was just at a time in my life when I was just starting to do this professionally, and I was just struck by how many tragic stories there are out there of women that are just kind of, you know, chewed up by this business. And so this song is called For Eleanor. Ready to come right back on. I must have been having an intense conversation. Well, another one of my really big musical songwriting heroes that we lost last year is Mr. Leonard Cohen. I'm sure you guys have heard of him. It was a pretty surreal... Well, it was a crazy year last year for a lot of reasons. It's an interesting choice that he made to, not that it was a choice, but he passed away right the day after we had our presidential elections, which might have been timing on his part. He was like, well, that's enough for me. Too close for comfort. This is a song that I once heard, actually, you know what's funny is the people that told me this, I saw that they were playing here, that they just played here. Do y'all know the Good Lovelies? They're from Canada. They're really, really good. There's some really sweet girls I've run into at Folk Alliance a few times. Anyway, and they do this song that we're about to do, and they preface it with saying, you know, that Leonard Cohen actually at one point asked that nobody else ever sing this song, because it's just been played so many times. But we do it a little bit differently. I started playing it this way because it's a waltz, but I couldn't play a waltz when I first started singing and playing an instrument. I could only bang on a banjo like that, you know, and just kind of play that Neanderthal beat. So I started kind of doing it to this rhythm. So we do it a little bit differently, so I feel like maybe Leonard would look down and smile at us now.
Thank you.
We're gonna do these two, and then we'll talk about what happens next. But this is a song that's off our new album, and it's called "The Things We Call Home."
Good night.
is our little farewell song that we like to end with. I want to say such a big thank you to Chris for having us here at Wood End. This has been a very magical evening for us. It looks even more incredible with like the hotels lit up and it's dark out. And you guys have the bad view. I mean, we're looking out.
How about a big hand for the writer of these songs, Miss Amanda Antoine.
Stop working, but that's okay because these guys are all excellent musicians and they can play any song that that I would play on the guitar anyway, on the keys and the electric guitar. And
anyway, like George
Strait. I know.
Yeah, just play George Strait's old here. It'll help keep things in line.
You want me to play a George Strait song?
No, just go play George Strait.
Just song. Play it like me, because this is like a
movie. Thank you all so much for being here on a Sunday night with us and making us feel welcome here in Scarborough, where we've never been before. And we do have a policy that, you know, if we're this far from home, we like to honor requests. So
we're gonna.
Oh. This is what happened in Leeds. That one we need to study up on. But there was another request that we heard that I think we can manage. Just as soon as Matthew Hilton Smith gets his guitar in order.
Ready?
Ready? All right. Thank you very much. I'll be over there at the end.